changing the mics around. There I am. So thank you, Jennifer. That was a very beautiful Serenity song. I love the Serenity Prayer, and that's the most beautiful Serenity song, or Serenity, the way it's been expressed, I've ever heard. So thank you. So welcome, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Reverend Clyde Goings, and I'm the assistant minister here at West Valley Center for Spiritual Living. And I just want to let everybody know that I went and had dinner with Karen, Reverend Karen and Hugh last night, and they're both resting and doing very well. They appreciate all your blessings and all your love. Hugh is looking great. We had tacos for dinner, so it was good. So had a really nice time. So I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. I had a fantastic time. I had some friends visiting me from Colorado at the spur of the moment. And we had a great Christmas, and we actually hiked the Camelback Mountain Christmas Day. Just to let everybody know, it's a very, very busy time for Camelback Mountain Christmas Day. So it was like rush hour on the mountain, but it was still beautiful all the same. So I really enjoyed it. So we're ending another year. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready for 2018. I'm ready for new adventures, new experiences, and I'm ready to continue to deepen my spirituality. So the title of my talk today is Forgive, Release, and Accept. The science of mind taught me to forgive, which is a gift to myself. It taught me to release, which is a gift to my family and my friends. And it taught me to accept, which is a gift to God. So where do you stand today as we step into 2018? We have a burning bowl ceremony tonight that allows us to release all the stuff that does not support our highest good. And then the first Sunday service of the new year, led by Sue Witter, helps us anchor in our truth. This stuff works if we work it. So I want to share a personal story about forgiveness that changed my life. Some of you know a little bit about my past because I've shared it in my classes that I've taught. I was a victim of child sexual abuse. That was my story growing up. I lived most of my life, up into my 30s, my early 30s, in fear and loneliness and hatred. I was afraid because I didn't know who I could trust. I felt lonely even though I had all these friends and my family. And I was angry. I had a lot of hatred toward child abusers. And it was so bad, I felt like they should all just die. And then I wandered into a CSL Doors in Denver, Colorado, and the message spoke to me in a way that I could understand. And for the first time, I had hope. I didn't want to miss a Sunday message, and I was taking all the classes. I entered this beautiful honeymoon stage with God, and I was feeling pretty incredible. I accepted that I was a child of God, and knowing that I was God expressing, I felt like I could conquer the world. And I was God, and I was loving life and everyone in it. At least I thought I was. And then around this time, I met this guy that we became friends. And we were hanging out for a couple of weeks, and we were bike riding all over Denver. But I knew that there was something going on in his life because I felt like there was kind of a wall between us. And I told him, I said, hey, man, we're friends. And if you have anything to share with me, I accept everybody just the way that they are. I was thinking to myself, I'm God expressing, and I love everyone. So one day we were sitting there eating ice cream, and he said that he wanted to share a story with me. He said that there's no coincidences in life, and our paths crossed for a reason. I said, lay it on me, buddy. I accept everybody. No judgment here. So he shared his story with me that he was running from the police in California because he was reported by his therapist for sexually abusing his stepson. He explained to me how and what he did, and he was very remorseful of his actions. I was sitting right beside a child abuser eating ice cream, and I was sick to my stomach. Remember, I'm God expressing, and I love everyone. Looking back on the situation, it really made me remember a phrase, life will do for you what you don't do for yourself. When he finished telling his story, I had to move away from him because I had to move away from him, and I told him that I wanted to share my story. When the conversation was over, and let me tell you, it was deep, I encouraged him to go back to California and take responsibility for his actions. And then the most incredible thing came out of my mouth. I told him that I would try to support him from a distance if he went back. The words came out of my mouth and I couldn't even stop them. The story ends tragically because the next day he took his life. I found out when I went over to his house, to his friend's house, to check on him because he wasn't returning any of my phone calls. And it actually made me mad because he dumped this heavy story on me and then now he wasn't available. But when I found out, I was saddened by his death. In that moment, and days to come, I forgave all child abusers, and I no longer believed that they needed to die. Because of this experience, I was able to see God behind the mask. I forgave my parents for not keeping me safe. I knew that they were doing the best that they could with all the stuff that was going on in their life. And I forgave myself because I no longer believed that I caused this to happen to me. A tremendous weight was lifted off my shoulders and consciousness. I truly believe I am God expressing, and I love everyone. Ernest Holmes reminds us of our truth, remembering that spirit holds no evil towards man, and that God is love, and we should emulate this divine lesson and forgive all, that our hearts may be free from the burdens of our own condemnation. Where in your life do you need to forgive and lift the burden from your consciousness? Science of Mind taught me to forgive, and that was a gift to myself. Releasing titles and form is another great way to end the year. Releasing titles that do not serve our greatest good can free us to live a life in a new way. Some titles that I often hear is I'm old, I'm sick, I'm a widow or I'm a widower, I'm broke. Have you heard any of these titles lately? So the title that I released 10 years ago was saying that I was a survivor of child abuse. When I look at that title, it reminded me that I was struggling to stay alive. It reminded me that life is a struggle. So I remember standing up in one of the Science of Mind classes presenting our wonderful final class project that we all get to participate in. So I stood up in the class and I claimed my truth. I said, I am releasing the title, I am a survivor of child abuse, and replacing it with, I am a beautiful individualized expression of God. I am no longer surviving, I am living. Ernest Holmes says, release is a practice that we arrange our thinking in such a way that we permit new ideas to flow in. The ideas, fears, and tensions that obstructed the flow are released. The stream flows free again. It is in this sense that God is the answer to every human problem. It works if we work it. The other release that we can focus on is form. We know what we want, and then we tell God how we expect it to happen. I'm reminded by life often that I need to release form. I need to focus on the spiritual essence of what I want to experience in life. You all know that I love my sister dearly, and I've shared the challenges of her recovering from the flood in Houston a few months ago. Well, I'm excited to tell you that they've started rebuilding her home. I went to visit her for Thanksgiving. I knew that she was okay, but I needed to see her and spend some time with her. She's been going nonstop since the flood. I even tried to get her to take a weekend off, and I tried to get her to take the weekend off, and I would pay for her to stay in a resort so she could just relax a little bit, but she's just too busy. So right after all this craziness started, she told me that she didn't want me to come for Thanksgiving because she had too much going on. I was hurt, but I wasn't going to let that stop me. A month before Thanksgiving, I reserved an Airbnb house in the Woodlands, which is north of Houston, and I was planning on catering the Thanksgiving dinner. Then I called my sister, and I let her know that I was staying in Houston all by myself in this big, beautiful home, And if she didn't have anything to going on, that she could come and visit me. Yes, I was laying the guilt on heavy. But I really wanted to see her. I also knew that she was not resting, and I wanted to create a space so she could rest for a short while. So days before Thanksgiving, when we were finalizing the plans, I could hear the busyness in her schedule, and she was trying to figure out a way to make everything work. I was actually a little disappointed because this oasis that I was trying to create for her was adding more work to her schedule. So I talked to my favorite minister, Reverend Karen, and she asked me, "What do you really want?" And then I realized that I was trying to make our Thanksgiving look a certain way, but what I really wanted was to see her and give her a hug and a lot of love. So an hour before my flight left Phoenix on Tuesday night, the host of the Airbnb canceled my reservations. We lost our oasis I was trying to create, and I was having problems of rebooking a new place. I called my sister and I asked her to book me a hotel room in the Woodlands, and then I told her I'd figure it out when I arrived, I'd figure the rest out when I arrived. And then I remember the saying again, life will do for you what you don't do for yourself. So when I arrived at Houston, I asked her to take me to the hotel and drop me off. And I told her to focus on herself and get her chores done. And when she was finished, we could meet up for dinner, we could meet up anytime and just hang out. She had Wednesday off from work, but she still had several things that she wanted to do and she needed to do, including baking pies, even though I told her that I was catering the Thanksgiving dinner. I was perfectly fine hanging out in the Woodlands by myself. I read, I relaxed, I went running, I ate a lot of good food. I'm not sure if any of you have ever been in the Woodlands in Houston, but it's a very beautiful place. Just imagine like the downtown Scottsdale area, but it's completely surrounded in woods. And you can't even see any of the storefronts because there's so many woods in the place, and that's why they call it the Woodlands. It's a very beautiful place. So I asked my nephew to host the Thanksgiving dinner at his apartment, and it worked out perfectly. So Friday was our big day. We went to her house, we reviewed her new floor plans, and I gave her a few suggestions. And then we spent the rest of the day shopping for tile, for carpet, for paint, and household items. It was a great day. When I let go of the form, what I thought the visit should look like, and focused on the essence, God knew exactly what to do. So Ernest Holmes says, as you learn to release all your burdens to the right actions of God, you will find that everything falls into its proper place. You let your problems slip away from you, realizing that a power greater than you are and a presence that is within you is ready, willing, and able to guide you in all your actions. Then peace, security, and fulfillment come with ease, and there is a sense of joy and accomplishment. So what do you need to release today so you can experience more peace and joy in your life? So the science of mind has taught me to release titles and form, and that is a gift to my family and my friends. I focus on the spiritual essence of how I want to show up in the world and what I want to experience. So accepting our good is a great way to start the new year. We should be asking ourselves every day, what do we want to experience in life? And truly know that God will provide. One of our guiding principles is we believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of life to all. That's what we believe. We simply need to accept our good. Our word, spoken and unspoken, is so powerful. We are that individualized expression of spirit, and just as God can create all this beauty in the world, so can we create as much beauty and good that we can imagine. The law is always saying yes to everything you say and believe. The conviction in our word will manifest our good. We say affirmations every day, all day long. If you're not sure what you're affirming for yourself, ask your close friends or your family. Ernest Holmes reminds us of the power of our word. He He says all cause, all effect proceed from the invisible spirit. You are one with that spirit, and you cannot be separated from it. Your word has power because your word is the action of God through your thought. Every Sunday, I stand up here affirming my truth, saying I am Reverend Clyde Goings, the assistant minister of West Valley Center for Spiritual Living. You witness it, and you support me in knowing this truth for me. I feel loved and supported. One of my most important activities in my life right now is growing spiritually. And this place is really growing me. So when we go through tough times or growing pains, we use our word to accept our good. Our word and positive affirmations expands our consciousness to open to infinite possibilities and keep us focused on our good regardless of the conditions. When I first moved to Phoenix and I started working at the hospital, I was admitted for a possible stroke. And to make matters worse, it was the day before Thanksgiving and I was supposed to fly back to my sister's house. But after they finished all the tests, the doctors determined that it was not a stroke. And the doctors prescribed several medicines for preventive measures. So I told the doctor that I did not want to take the medicine if I did not have a diagnosis that required it. So I went to a holistic doctor for a couple weeks later, and he put me on a very strict diet for 6 months with several vitamins. And I'm always affirming that I'm healthy and I'm active. I also share my running and my hiking experiences with you. I have lost 15 pounds since I've moved here, and I live a very active life. So the possible stroke condition is not my truth, and I choose not to accept it. So Ernest Holmes says, to affirm anything is to state that it is so, and to maintain this as being true in the face of all evidence to the contrary. Human thought can only affirm. That is really important for us to know. Human thought can only affirm. For even at the moment of denial, it is affirming the presence at which it denies. Repeating an affirmation is leading the mind to the state of consciousness where it accepts what it wishes to believe. We need only to focus on what we want to experience in life. God wants us to experience good. We are creating our reality by our word, spoken and unspoken. When we accept our good, we live life to the fullest, and it is the gift to God. So I encourage all of you to show up tonight at our burning bowl ceremony and end the year by forgiving and releasing. And then come back next Sunday and accept your good by anchoring yourself in the word stone ceremony. This stuff works if we work it. So let us pray. So just simply allow yourself to relax and rest in that chair. Breathing in that loving energy, that beautiful serenity prayer by Jennifer. And just as we feel that support of that chair supporting our bodies, we know that all of life is supporting us right here and right now. We feel the presence of God right here in this very room because we know that there is no place where God is not. We know that all life is God expressing. We are guided by that divine intelligence that creates the galaxy. We are supported every step of the way because each one of us is God expressing. Each one of us is God receiving. So I stand here today knowing this truth together, that we are that individualized expression of God, that we are here to share our gifts and our talents and express love while we receive love, knowing that our lives are unfolding perfectly in divine right order, right where we are. Life is about learning who we really are, that expression, that beautiful expression of God. So I know as we look back on 2017 and we're grateful for all the experiences and all the adventures and all the growth that we've experienced over this last year, we're ready to release and we're ready to forgive. We may need to forgive a situation. We may need to forgive a family member or a friend. Or we may just need to forgive ourselves. And as we forgive, we simply lift the burden from our consciousness and give the gift of love to ourselves. We also release all those titles that don't support our highest good and don't support who we really are, which is God expressing. And we stand in our truth. And we also release that form, because what we know is we just simply need to focus on that spiritual essence of what we want to experience, and God knows exactly what to do. And then we turn and we look at 2018 with an open heart, with an open mind, with open arms, accepting our good, because we deserve all the good that we can experience and we can imagine, because we are that individualized expression of God. We are that child of God. And God only wants the best for us. So we stand in this truth today with a grateful heart, open and ready to experience 2018 with more to come, more love, more life, more adventures. And we also stand together in this community, knowing that we support one another as we go through all of those experiences together. So I'm so grateful for the love in this community. I'm so grateful that we are anchored every Sunday in the truth, knowing our oneness, knowing that we are God expressing. I'm so grateful for all of the teachings of Science of Mind that teach us spiritual principles, that teach us spiritual tools that help us live the life that we want to experience. And I'm grateful for God. I'm grateful for my life and your life, knowing that our lives are unfolding perfectly in divine right order. So as we exhale 2017 and inhale 2018, we are filled with love and joy and excitement for the new adventures of how we are going to express life and love and light. So knowing this truth, we just simply release this prayer into the law, knowing that God always says yes. And together we say, and so it is.